Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on, y'all?
Mr. Young. Steve and I were having a debate this morning. We couldn't figure out if our favorite song is Aw-Naw or Getting You Home.
Is that what you guys were talking about before you got me on the phone?
Yeah, what's your favorite out of those two?
Well, Aw-Naw is the first song I ever karaoke'd while living in Portland. I'm going to have to go with that one.
Why would you karaoke your own song?
You're kidding?
Chris? Brett Young! We got you this morning. How are you, my friend?
You didn't get me. Did that feel good to you?
Yes, Chuck, it did.
Listen, Chuck all morning long said, let's pretend it's Chris Young. And I said, he's not going to fall for it.
No, he didn't. But it would have been better if you did Brett Eldridge.
Better looking.
Do you really get that a lot, Brett?
I actually walked up to my first CMA Awards, my first after party. I walked up, Brett and Chris were talking to each other. And I thought it would be really funny to introduce myself and then tell them we should go on tour together and we could call it the Brett Young Tour. They didn't think it was funny.
I think it's funny.
Brett, I did that a few years ago when Chase Rice was a new artist. He called the hotline and I said, man, I love Hard to Love, Parking Lot Party. And you know how I know that he didn't enjoy it?
What did he do?
He hung up.
Wow. See, I didn't hang up on you.
We're of the motto, Brett, that you can never go too far.
Hey, you know what? Your single is doing really, really great right now. Chuck, we should play it.
We're going to do it right now. Here is Brett Young.
Thank you, guys.
Brett's back with us here. Are you fired up about Stars and Strings as much as we are?
Absolutely. What a fun thing. And not only is it an amazing lineup, but it's just always fun for me to strip it back down to just a vocal and a guitar. I think it's a special room. I've been hearing about this room for years from buddies that live in Detroit, and it's going to be a really fun time. I can't wait.
Brett, Detroit has got to be a special place because I remember when you first started your career, you played here a lot.
We did. It was definitely a city that kept kind of recycling and, you know, the rooms getting bigger and the fan base, we just were able to see it really continue to grow. And I don't know what y'all are doing there, but, you know, there's something in the water. Detroit definitely loves country music.
Well, I believe your manager had some gambling debts he had to pay off, and that's why you played here a lot.
Is that what it was?
And Brett, you know, Detroit is a lot safer. You know, it's really safe down there at the Fox Theater. As a matter of fact, the cops talked to all the gangbangers and they've officially suspended all carjackings for the night.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. But does that apply to buses?
Yeah, it does. Well, listen, we're excited to see you Wednesday night. And you know what I love? I wanted to tell you this. Your acoustic sessions is absolutely incredible.
Thank you, man. It's really fun to put out a project that is giving people kind of an insight into where the songs were born.
Hey, let's talk about that CMA Country Christmas real quick. What's that all about?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a sucker for Christmas. I grew up in the church. I love Christmas music. Last year I did Mary Did You Know, which is a religious Christmas song.
Wonderful
song. And this year we're going to change it up, make it a little fun and up tempo and kind of switch the script a little bit.
We can't wait for it. And if you had have hung up on us today, you know that we were going to tell everybody on the radio you didn't like Christmas.
You were going to tell them I didn't like Chris Young. I get where you're going.
We'll see you Wednesday night, Brett.
We love
can't
you, buddy.
Wait.
Thanks, y'all.